Chala Yerushalmi, corresponding to Maseches Erchin Bavli Daf Yud Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph on the 10th line with Yehuda Bar Pavi. Rav Yehuda Bar Pavi, b'shem Rav Yonasan, the Rav Yishmael b'nai Shor Rav Yochanan ben Breikihi. Rav Yehuda Bar Pavi, quoting Rav Yonasan, said that our Mishnah that listed wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye all agree that oats are a kind of barley. Why was it not taught next to barley? This is like Rav Yishmael, the son of Rav Yochanan ben Breikihi, who also holds that spelt and rye are kinds of barley. The Tani, she said, Rav Yishmael b'nai Shor Rav Yochanan ben Breikihi, Omer, Yochol, maybe min akusamin, v'shibales shul, v'shipoin. The Baisa says from Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breikihi, perhaps one may bring the Omer, the Korban Omer, from spelt, oats, and rye. V'dinu, amayim machitim, shekashu l'shar kol ha-menachis, lekashu l'minachas ha-Omer, kuzmin v'shibales shuol v'shipoin, shekashu l'shar ha-menachis, ein adin shekashu l'minachas ha-Omer. The Gemara says, no, it's a kav ha-Omer. Wheat is kosher for all other menachis, other meal offerings, but it's not kosher for the Omer. Spelt, oats, and rye, which are not kosher for other menachos, all the more so they should not be kosher for use in the Korban ha'Omer. But the Gemara says back, barley refutes this because it's not kosher for the other menachos, but it is kosher for the Omer. And the Gemara rejects that, no, you cannot refute this in barley, it's kosher for the Omer, because mincha sota comes from it. You cannot learn to spelt with oats and rye where mincha sota does not come from them. Yotzer achitim min hakosov kusmin v'shibaras shuol v'shipoin v'kav v'chomer. The conclusion being that the verse that excludes wheat using the gezer shava aviv aviv and a kav v'chomer, which excludes spelt oats and rye from the omer. Am Rav Yosi mi savo savo Rav Yehuda ben Pavi shemincha sota bar min hakusmin v'shibaras shuol v'shipoin. Rav Yosi asked, does Rav Yehuda Bar Pavi hold that one who argues with the Rav Yishmael holds that the Minchas Omer may come from spelt oats and rye? Ilim anda amar ta'inim shchoyus alai shema inim muta b'levonos ela shchoyus amar levonos le'omer. V'acha sayur aviv amar shibores shor aviv le'omer. If one said black figs are forbidden to me, is he not permitted in white figs? He said black, he didn't say white. And similarly here, it says in the Pasuk, sayur aviv, from Exer Shavav aviv aviv we learn sayur, and Shiboreth Shul, Aviv, was not said. Bram Karabonon, Gimel Minim Hein, Hashipoin, Min Kusmin, Shiboreth Shul, Min Sa'irim. Rather, surely no one says so, and rather, Rav Yehuda Bar Pavi teaches that, like the Rabbonon, that there are three species, rye is a kind of spelt, and oats is a kind of barley. Had they taught our Mishnah, they would have put oats after barley. Rabbon Tiksoin, Boin, Ma Taninon, Hei Minim, Leichamisha Droim, Shnei Droim, Min Echad, Shnei Droim, Min Echad. Rabban Kisoran said that our Mishnah is even like Rabbanon. Was it taught five species, like many Mishnah say? No, it's taught five matters, for the Tanna holds that there are only three species. Two matters are one species, means rye and spelt, and two matters are one species, meaning oats and barley.